little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
We had a registrar who failed it, and it was all time management panic. He didn't know what the CSA entailed until he'd done it. He got 62 the first time and just did a few sessions of it. I mean, I couldn't reteach him medicine or, you know, anything, just a few pertinent points, and he passed second time at 82. And it was quite apparent that, having sat the exam myself, I could say, well, you did that. How are we going to change that? And then it was just simple little things that...
So do those things fit in with some of the things I've been talking about?
Yeah.
Or do you think I'm completely on a different tack?
Well, no, I think this is exactly how I learned as a trainee, so I can see how you're tacked up as a trainer is now as well.
You see, that's interesting because I've loved the consultation all of my life, and I've come to this model through working with Amar Rugani, really, who's a guy from Sheffield, who I did most of the workplace-based assessment to. And this has come out of me consulting, and it's quite nice to think that somebody like you has used it and then feels that that's helped things move on, because it makes it more relevant, more useful, and it gets away from all those questions about structure and following models that aren't necessarily helpful for trainings. So I think the political aspect...
This is worth harvesting, isn't it? Because the people that have graduated through CSAs, that have passed, particularly if they've passed with a high grade, these should be exactly the right people to be supporting people to improve their consulting skills. Even better than old hands and general practice trainers that have been doing for a long time, who've never sat the exam. They should be the ones that are there with the CSA groups that are still preparing for taking the exam, because they know how to get through the hoops. They know how to communicate effectively in that exam situation.
And I'm trying to push that one.
Yeah.
Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusion.